Unless you've been there, it's hard to imagine the mess on the floor, the mess on the clothes, and every surface in between. I'm talking about the challenge of putting food into the mouths of two babies without them spitting it out and throwing it on the floor everywhere. Are there any tricks to keeping it all in one place and keeping your sanity? We're here with other parents talking about hacks for feeding your messy toddler twins. This is Twin Talks.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not Octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, Parenting Times 2. Welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your weekly online, on-the-go support group for expecting and new parents of twins. I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. If you haven't already, visit our website at newmommymedia.com and subscribe to the Twin Talks newsletters. It's the best way to find out when new episodes are released. And also, you can check out our new network app. It's free and allows you to listen to all your favorite New Mommy Media podcasts, including Twin Talks, anytime, anyplace. Here's Sunny with more information about how you can become part of our show.
All right. Hi, everybody. We're so glad that you joined us today on Twin Talks. And I'm going to tell you about some segments, things that we have on the show that you guys can participate in, because this is your show and we want you guys to have fun with it. And we love hearing from other twin parents. So a couple different segments. We have one that's called Annoying Twin Comments, because when you are out and about with your twins, inevitably, someone is going to say something stupid to you, right? And so sometimes you just need to, I don't know, vent and tell someone about this stupid thing that someone else said. So we created a segment for you to do that to thousands of listeners that you don't know. And so, again, it's called Annoying Twin Comments, and you can share it with all of our listeners. Another one that we do that's pretty fun is our twin oops. So we all make mistakes with our twins, and some of them are pretty darn funny. And so, again, if you want to share with our listeners some of the funny things that have happened, there's a couple different ways you can submit for our segments. You can go to our website, newmommymedia.com, and go to the contact link, and you can type it out. I'm not a type it out kind of person. I just like to talk, which is why we have these shows. And so I would actually prefer the second option, which is submitting via voicemail. So if you call 619-866-4775, you can actually just leave a message for us, and we will take that and we will put it in an upcoming episode. So again, contact us. We want to hear from you.
All right.
Yep.
So let's see here. We've got a few panelists on the phone with us today. So let's do a round of introductions. We'll start with Angel. You can tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Hello. My name is Angel Lakita Moore. I am a wife and a mommy of three very rambunctious boys. I have a six-year-old and twins. They are 7 months. Their names are Kai and Sai. And on top of being their mother and being a wife, I am an actress and host, a stand-up comedian, a vlogger. I wear many hats. I apparently like to be busy, and that's why God gave me twins.
Because you can handle it.
Yeah, that's what the thought was behind it. So, yes, that is why I'm here on Twin Talks, because I have twin boys, and this show was such a help when I was pregnant. So I'm just so excited to be a part of this panel today.
Yay! Welcome. Awesome. All right. And now we're going to go to Lindsay M. And we're using initials because we have two Lindsays on the show with us today. So Lindsay M.
Thanks for having me. My name is Lindsay McDermid, and I work in public health. I'm creating healthy communities and helping people be healthy. So I'm excited about today's topic. And I have a three-year-old boy who trained us very well for twins, and they are still easier than he was at their age and his current age. So we have a six-month-old boy and girl, and we're just jumping into feeding them solids. So it's perfect timing.
So you're in the midst of it right now.
Yep.
Okay. And then we're going to turn it over to Lindsay Lorraine, and we're going to call you Easy Peasy.
Lindsay.
Yep.
Yes. That kind of sounds bad, but that is the name of my company, and, you know, that was kind of funny. But yes, that's the name of my company. My company is called Easy Peasy, and it's just the letters Easy Peasy. But I am actually a mom of twins. I'm so impressed listening to the ladies on the phone, because you guys are really in the weeds. And I was in a crazy place when our twins were 6 months old. And so I'm impressed. Congratulations, you guys. But my boys, I have three boys. I have 3.5-year-old identical twins, or I guess we have 3.5-year-old identical twin boys. And they were a total shock. I just never thought we would have twins ever, ever, ever. And then we have an older boy as well who is 5.5. And so we, as everyone says, and I'm sure you can relate, we have our hands full. Just kidding.
I think it is amazing how many twin moms really do have that entrepreneurial spirit, because I think out of necessity, we've come across situations where we think there's got to be a better way.
Yes, seriously.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
And so, that Sunny.
Is, that's how it all happened.
Yeah, Sunny.
I know, totally. Hey, guys. So you guys know me, but I'm producing today's show, and I've got 4 kiddos of my own. My oldest is 5, a boy, and my middle guy is 3, another boy. And then we're like, hey, let's have a third. And then we're like, or 4 children total.
Oh my God.
So then we got 2 girls. We have identical girls. So we now have a balanced mix of boys and girls in the family, which is good, except the dog is a boy. So I guess it kind of throws stuff off a little bit. But yeah, happy to be here and with all of you guys talking about twins.
All right. And I'll introduce myself. So as your host, so I'm Christine Stewart Fitzgerald, and I've got identical twin girls. We're now 6. And then I do have a singleton who is 3, and she actually thinks that she's 6, so we call her the third twin. So I'm learning, you know, birth order. The little ones, they figure it out pretty, you know,
yeah.
quickly. They,
yeah.
you know, especially if you got, you know, 2 older siblings to watch and observe. So. Yeah, I don't know. It's been easier the third time around.
Yes. Yes. You've had practice, right? So that works.
Yes.
Okay. So before we kick off today's show, which, as you guys know, is talking about how to feed your messy toddler twins and some hacks that hopefully our parents have to help all of us out there, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth with Lindsay Lorraine, easy peasy Lindsay, as we've been calling her. As you guys know, she already mentioned this, but she's the founder of a company called Easy Peasy, mom of identical twin boys. And I actually first met Lindsay, I think it was about a year ago. We just had the ABC Kids Expo for this year. So it was the previous one. And, you know, I don't think, Lindsay, the product was even officially launched yet, but I had a chance to kind of meet with her and talk with her a little bit. And I honestly just love this product. And I was like, when is this thing coming out? When is it coming out? And my twinnies and my singletons, we use this at home. And so I wanted to invite Lindsay on the show because I really do think that this is something that, I mean, even if you had singletons, I mean, this is not a twin specific product, but holy cow, when you do have twins and one, you know, throws something at mealtime, the other one feels like they've got to throw, you know, their bowl or whatever at mealtime. So anyways, Lindsay, welcome to Twin Talks. Tell us more. I know you've got a couple different products now, but tell us more about the Happy Mat. What's the Happy Mat?
Okay, yes. And like I said, I kind of never thought I would be an entrepreneur. This all happened when our boys were about 20 months old. One night at dinner, purely out of mealtime frustration, my husband said, you know, there needs to be a better solution for mealtime because everything would end up on the floor. And so I started looking, and nothing existed. So there's silicone face masks and plates, and now we have bowls, and we're coming out with a mini version geared more towards high chairs. And they suction to the table so kids can't toss and throw their plates anymore. And my favorite feature, we don't need the suction necessarily anymore, but I can stack, you can stack them all and serve everyone at the same time. So if you do, I could, you know, most people on the call have 3 kids. I love that feature. The 3 compartments kind of force me to serve a fruit and veggie and, you know, some sort of protein or carbohydrate. There's been all these kinds of add-on kind of uses and benefits that we weren't expecting. So like for the special needs community and kids with cerebral palsy, they can actually grab onto the mat and hold on and become self-feeders. So it's just fun and I can stop now.
I'll chime in. Okay, so this is tough because, you know, it's an audio podcast. So visualize this, guys. So, you know, if you're sitting at a table, a lot of times you've got placemats, you've got bowls, you've got plates and all this kind of stuff. So what Lindsay's been able to do is really combine the placemat with a bowl, okay? And everything is silicone. And you can put it in the dishwasher. It's all in one kind of thing. And what's nice about that, and what I think makes this product different than other products out there, is that, and I'm thinking about the visual of actually, Lindsay, what your husband did when I first met you guys, and that was he literally just dropped the mat on a table, okay? And it was an end table, I remember this, and he could pick up, he just dropped it down. He didn't press on. It wasn't like suction cups, you know, you got to really work at it. He just dropped it down. He could pick up the entire end table by the bowl or plate of what was built in. So this thing, what's so nice about it is parents don't have to work at it. It's not like one of those things that, you know, like I said, you really got to, I don't know, suction cups in my house don't usually work. So this is an entire thing. If your kids are really messy, you know, it's like an all-in-one unit.
It's so much better. That was a really way better. I never understood that the visual. It could work. Yeah, that was awesome. Can I add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Angel.
Yeah.
My mouth dropped open because I have this mat. I didn't realize until you said happy mat. I was like, oh, my God, yes. My six-year-old loves this mat, and he's probably the sloppiest eater on the planet of the earth. And it has been a game changer in my house. I can't wait. Right now, my twins, they're too young to be self-eaters. But I know now, like, there's no way that we're doing this without something like this. It is such...
Aww, thank you.
I'm serious. I had no idea. It wasn't until she said happy mat that I was like, oh, I know what this is.
I know what that is.
It's sitting on my dining room table right now. It's a permanent fixture.
Okay, so we are going to put more information up on our website so you guys can check this out. In fact, if you go to the deals page, so go to newmommymedia.com, click on deals, because Lindsay has a special promo code going on, and you guys can get the happy mat. Actually, I think it's everything on the website, right? Because it's not just the happy mat, it's the bowls and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so here's what you need to do. Go to easy peasy, so the letters, fun.com, and if you enter promo code Twin Moms Rock, so one word, Twin Moms Rock, you're gonna get 15% off your entire order. So everybody go out and get it, because truly a game changer, at least in my house, and it sounds like Angel in your house too. Big game changer, really helpful for twin parents. So Lindsay, thanks so much for going out on a limb and creating this thing for us.
Well, we're here today with parents who have navigated their way through the challenge of introducing solids to their twins, or maybe they're in the thick of it right now. So thanks for joining us, everyone. So it's time to share your secrets, and maybe you bought a gadget or gear like Easy Peasy, or maybe you've created your own. So let's see here. I think we heard that Lindsay M., I think you're just in the middle of doing solids, and Angel as well. Angel, you want to tell us about what you're doing right now?
So as far as in solids are going, I'm doing both some homemade purees and some prepackaged baby foods with my twins. What I have noticed is that I think I might just be lazy. I think that's what it is, if I'm completely honest. We have high chairs and we have stuff like that, but sometimes it seems like such an orchestration to get things set up that what I do a lot of times is just put them in their car seats, because the car seats are already there, and I do it on the floor. And it has been a lot easier than getting the high chairs out, wiping them off, and things of that nature. But as far as in gadgets that I've got specifically for the twins, because they seem to like, because they were breastfed twins, they like their food nice and warm. I've got the Munchkin spoon that change color if the food is too hot, so that I can make sure that if I've warmed up one of the purees that it's not too hot for them or anything like that. And it tends to help if their food is better than just room temperature. If it's a little bit warmer, they seem to be a lot happier with trying different flavors or textures. So that's been a big help. I don't have to worry about if the spoon turns white, I know that it's too early to feed it to them. So that's been one of the nice things that I've tried. I've never, so I don't have to worry about like accidentally burning their tongues or their lips or anything like that. So that's probably the only thing for the twins that I've got that I could say, yes.
Oh, that's cool. No, I hadn't heard about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, temperature sensing spoon. Who knew? Mm-hmm. Lindsay M., do you have any favorites that you've been using? And what's your approach, too? I mean, are you doing the purees or, you know, baby-led weaning or, you know, packaged foods? What's or maybe it's just a mix.
Yeah, so we've been starting out with purees. And I just to preface this, I was very daunted by the fact of starting solids with twins after going through it with a singleton and all the extra time that it adds in the beginning with feeding time and cleaning time and everything combined times two. So I've actually been pleasantly surprised that it's not as daunting as I was expecting. And so what we've tried to do is incorporate the feeding into our dinner time routine because that's when we have two parents at home. And it's not necessarily the best approach because if you're trying out new foods and they have a reaction, that means the reaction might happen in the middle of the night. But it's what works for us. And we've been able to just start with the oatmeal cereal. Had to go to rice cereal since our boy wasn't a fan of the oatmeal. But we've been able to do homemade purees as well. We have a biweekly produce delivery that we subscribe to. And so that's been really handy because we have, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables coming in. And whatever they aren't ready for at this age, I'm able to puree and save for in the freezer for later. But definitely when we're out and about, we're planning to use prepackaged food.
It's interesting you talk about like the CSA, like having the fresh package from your local farmers delivered. You know, I've heard some other people say one of the best things is that it forces you to be creative and have variety so you don't get stuck into routine. So I'm wondering, maybe that's a great benefit that your kids are getting used to maybe some fruits and vegetables that you wouldn't necessarily find at the grocery store. So maybe they're going to develop a, you know, more diverse palate than a lot of kids. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's worked out really. It was actually a gift. It was a gift for our anniversary that someone gave us a year-long subscription. So it's come in really handy for all of us. And I did. The other note I wanted to make is that has really made the process more doable to us is that our pediatrician actually recommended that we start slow and just feed them once a day and only do one new food a week for the first couple months. So that their stomachs, which are, you know, so sensitive, can have time to adjust. And from a time-saving perspective, that was also very nice to hear. You know, obviously you do what works for you, but we were for starting out with switching up every 4 days. And so it was nice to, you know, not feel like we had to totally rush into it. And it's fine if we take our time in getting them used to each new food.
Wow. Yes. So, you know, now I have to say, I think both of you had mentioned doing the purees, and I'll say from myself, I did purees with my twins and, you know, making them at home and, you know, using the little, you know, all-in-one steamer and pureeing it. And I think it's healthy, but then I'll also, I did end up doing baby-led weaning with my singleton. And I have to say that I just thought it was a lot easier from a process standpoint, and having less things. And I think easy peasy, Lorraine, I think you had mentioned using baby led weaning. Yeah, sorry.
She changed your name, Lindsay.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. Yes, I said so our boys are, they'll be four in February, the twins. And so I did the puree thing. So when I was actually a mom in it, and they were 6 months or whatever, I said that, you know, I'd like to mix it up and kind of give one a spoonful and then the next a spoonful. And then now if I was in today, like where I am today, my advice would be like a happy mat, get the happy mat, do the baby-led weaning. It is, you have to totally research it, but it's like cutting up avocado. It's like a no-brainer in my mind. But I don't know enough about it because I actually didn't do it. So I'm not a spokesperson for it. But I would get in the Soka Trip Trap. I'm not joking. It's like those two things, and that's like all you need, and they'll grow with the kids. And that's kind of that. If I was doing it all over again, that's what I would do.
Yes. So now, okay, we're back to kind of puree. So let's see. One of the things I hear quite frequently is, so should you do, you know, have one bowl and one spoon and just, you know, kind of like sit it in front of both babies and feed both of them? Or do you use, you know, two bowls and two spoons, one for each kid? How about, Lindsay M.
We're all about the one bowl, one spoon. I think in our first meal, we realized that that was just what was going to work for us, especially because it's unpredictable what their appetites will be. And so one child might like one food more than another. So it's just easier to try one bowl and then, you know, you don't waste a lot that way.
Mm-hmm. How about Angel for you?
Absolutely. I already prefaced that I'm a little bit lazy when it comes to cold feeding. So the thought of preparing two bowls is just like, no, not at all. So we use one bowl, one spoon. If there's a second spoon involved, it's just to distract the other one while I'm feeding one.
It's
I'm just
a
like,
decoy.
Yeah, you have a spoon.
Yeah. Now, are you what? Lazy, efficient. Efficient.
Efficient.
Yes, that's what we'll call it.
Yes.
That's what I'll call it. I'm going to have a spin on it. I'm very efficient. And I use one bowl and one spoon.
Yes.
Me too.
Okay, how about for seeding? So now I'll just say when I first started my girls on solids, I mean, we had high chairs that I'm just trying to remember. There was the Italian kind, and it did have like a surface where you could take the entire surface, lift the tray off, and then put it in the sink and wash it down,
which was
very helpful.
That's very popular.
We did that, and so that was, you know, great for cleaning up. I do remember, you know, we had the Bumbo chairs, and we would put them on the floor and sit on the floor, and I'd just have the Bumbo. I mean, this is when they were, you know, really little. And, you know, we'd kind of feed them, you know, one by one, just sitting on the floor. So, and then that kind of worked when we went to other people's houses who didn't necessarily have, you know, two high chairs for twins. So that was kind of like our portable little feeding chairs on the go.
And well, that's nice because they wipe off easily, you know, the little chairs on the ground. You don't have to worry about them falling over or whatever.
Yeah. So Lindsay M., I mean, what's your seeding solution right now?
Yeah, so we, you know, we love the, I forget what they're even called, but the little space saver portable chairs that, you know, we at first just used for restaurants, but they're actually really handy to have around the house. And I did want to share one other idea, too, that I had seen a fellow mom do, which is next to the high chairs or seating arrangement, she has little cubbies that has, you know, everything they need for feeding time, bibs and wipes and books and toys for the kids.
Oh, that's a great idea. Just having it right, because, I mean, we know that they're going to go through multiple items and, you know, especially like if it's a cloth bib, it's like, okay, change, bib change.
I know, right?
Right. Yeah, and then they also had kind of related to feeding is a big piece of vinyl that they picked up from a fabric store because the flat mat, I guess, wasn't big enough to cover the extent of the feeding frenzy. So that was another tip that we're going to look into. And I didn't have a chance to mention it yet, but I did just want to also echo Angel's enthusiasm about the Happy Mats and the Easy Peasy devices. I think those are going to be a game changer for us this time around.
But, you know, to be able to have your kids sit at the table with you, I think, you know, I grew up around the table as a kid, and that was like a big memory. And I definitely, when the boys were younger, did not have that. You know, they were in high chairs away. It was definitely separate. And so now, again, what I love about the Happy Mat, it's like everyone can sit together. So thank you. I appreciate it. And that's what it's all about, is making people's lives easier.
Yay. Making life easy. That should be our motto, our tagline. Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the tricks and tips for getting food into babies' mouths and keeping it off the floor. So welcome back. Today we're talking with our expert parents about how to successfully introduce solid foods to your twins. And so we're continuing our discussion about some of the logistics. So let's just see here. So maybe we can even just touch on sort of keeping clothes clean. I mean, that's just a huge thing. I know I remember when I was just new to twins and even doing laundry, I was pulling my hair out. Now I'll just say my secret, my saving grace was, instead of having a bib, I actually found they are like knee length vinyl smocks. And so I think it's Baby Bjorn. And so I actually went through about three or four of them each because we used them for about probably a good 2 years. And it literally covers them all the way down to their wrists. Their sleeves are completely covered. Their laps are completely covered. I mean, it was just like, okay, here you go. And it was, and then the food kind of just fell down to the floor. So I'm like, okay, I'd rather get food on the floor than get it on their clothes. So that was like my one thing, like, woohoo. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How about you guys? Did you have any sort of, you know, bibs or anything that sort of assisted with that?
Well, to keep the food from getting on my twins' clothes is that a lot of times they are down to their cloth diaper when they are being
Oh, prepared. Yeah, just strip them down.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? Let's not even fight this battle. Let me get you out of your clothes. But the biggest thing when they are dressed is that I don't put the bowl anywhere within arm's reach of them.
Mm.
And because it's too many hands to try to pay attention to. It's just hands coming. It's like an octopus. It's hands coming from everywhere. So I put the bowl away from them. And typically whoever I'm feeding, I just have to use one hand to like put my hand in their lap because their hand will go to my hand and then I feed them with the other. So I typically don't, the use of trays, if you're doing purees, if you're not doing baby-led weaning, if you're doing purees, is the use of trays and putting food on the trays is just, you're asking for a disaster, a spill to happen. I just make sure the food is away from them and the only thing that they can get to is possibly the spoon. And sometimes they've tricked me and they slap the spoon out of my hand. But if I can distract them with my other hand, I can typically get the spoon in their mouth without there being a huge mess happening. But I learned early on there's no point in thinking that I can pay attention to a bowl, four hands, and a mouth. So I just need to blow them out of the situation. So I just have the hands and the mouth to pay attention to.
Talk about multitasking. I know. That's what I think. Yeah. I think twin moms, you know, we get the prize for, you know, multitasking.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, kind of, you know, talking about keeping the food off the clothes and how about the floor too? How do we, you know,
get a dog. That's my advice to everybody. If you don't already have one, go to the humane shelter or whatever. Get a dog.
But make sure that they're house trained first.
Yeah, get an older dog that is already house trained.
Well, I'm just wondering now, did you guys just put your babies on like, you know, kind of tile floor kitchen area, or did you put any mats? I've seen kind of these sort of, you know, removable mat type of things that go underneath high chairs, that kind of thing. What was your approach? How about Lindsay M?
Well, I like the twin mom recommendation to just feed them in the tub to be extra efficient. you can do the big, vinyl mat on the floor. And I also heard of parents who bring their own garbage bags when they go out to restaurants. I don't know that we'll be trying to go out to restaurants now that we have twins and a toddler, but that was the other tip that I'd seen.
Wow.
And we have a dog, so we've got the dog option, which I also highly recommend.
How about, and Lindsay, easy peasy, anything that you use that was helpful?
I think I blocked that time of my life out, and I don't remember. And if they never wore shirts, I would always have them just kind of like in their diapers. I feel like they like always wear their diapers.
But that's, you know, I like that. It's simple.
I even do that with my 5 and 3-year-old. I'm like, you get in your underwear because, you know, I know you're going to make a mess. You know, spaghetti stuff, forget about it. Like,
oh, never, always, yes.
Well, you know what I can even say? I mean, jump ahead, you know, with the kids when they're, toddlers, summertime, popsicles.
Yes.
I just have everybody go outside and then I hose them down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to wrap this up. And I just want to say thanks, everyone, for joining us today. And be sure to visit our episode page on our website for more information about feeding solids, as well as links to additional resources. And this conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. After the show, we'll talk about what you can do when only one twin seems to be hungry. And for more information about the Twin Talks Club, visit our website, newmommymedia.com.
All right, Twin Talks, it's time for a fun segment we have on the show called We're Expecting What? And it's where you guys tell us the funny story of how you found out you were pregnant with multiples. Usually it's pretty funny. Sometimes people cry, but for good reasons, right? Okay, so this one comes from Angela. And Angela writes, once my son turned 2, my husband and I talked about having another baby. With my job being unstable, we decided to wait. Once a solid job opportunity came along, we began trying. I was disappointed when we didn't conceive right away, and I began to thank God for my 3-year-old son and ask him to change the desires of my heart if it wasn't his will for us to have another baby. My sister then announced that she was pregnant, and I began to feel even worse. A month later, I took a test, and it was positive. We went to the doctor when I was 5 weeks pregnant. I was filled with joy when the doctor said, okay, there's the first heartbeat. And then there's the second heartbeat. My husband, on the other hand, was horrified. I had to convince him to have just one more than his single child. I've always wanted 3 children. He gulped and said to the doctor, what? Are you sure? Twins? No way. Are you sure? The doctor kept repeating himself as he showed us the 2 embryos on the ultrasound monitor. God has a sense of humor because the babies are due on my husband's birthday. I love how that works out. Angela, thank you so much for sending this over to us. If you guys have a story that you want to share with our audience about how you found out you were pregnant with your multiples, please let us know. You can always email us through our website at newmommymedia.com, or we have a new option where you can actually record a voicemail right through our website. So go to our website for more information on that.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies, Parent Savers, your parenting resource on the go, and our newest show, Newbies, for postpartum moms through their baby's first year. This is Twin Talks, Parenting Times 2.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
How would you like to have your own show on the New Mommy Media Network? We're expanding our lineup and looking for great content. If you're a business or organization interested in learning more about our co-branded podcasts, visit our website at newmommymedia.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.